The Wisconsin Policy Research Institute has issued the 27-page report titled Renewing the University of Wisconsin System, Creating the Capacity to Manage and Compete.
It's not meant to be critical for the sake of being critical, but rather to look at ways that the university could be strengthened.
Independent researcher Tom Fledermeyer says there were several incidents that prompted the report, including charges of staff, faculty, personnel problems, inappropriate spending, fabricated research, an audit that showed 40 felons employed within the system, and a failed multi-million dollar software project.
A number of those sorts of things raise questions about whether there were deeper management problems. You know, any sign that that's the case gives rise to a lot of concern simply because the university is so important to the state.
Fledermeyer says not everyone may like the report's tone, but says many changes can be implemented quickly and with minimal cost, such as reviewing faculty productivity and workload.
That in itself could result in major changes and make available major resources either to accommodate additional students or to move money to other functions. Also, UW system does not appear to be conducting any systematic long-range planning. That's something the regents could do tomorrow.
Other recommendations include creating a separate management structure solely for the Madison campus and changing state law to create clearer lines of management authority within the UW system. Such action would have to involve lawmakers, UW administrators, and other officials. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.